Welcome to Embrace It All with Certified Life Coach, Angela Adams. Although living with anxiety can be a challenge, did you know that you can really enjoy your life and thrive despite dealing with anxiety? Come with me and let me show you how you can love and embrace all of it. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so glad you're here. Hopefully where you live, spring has sprung. We have had so much rain here in the desert that the wildflowers are all in full bloom, and I absolutely love it. For those of you who live in the desert, you know what I'm talking about. Seeing all this color is truly amazing. In fact, the other day on my walk with some friends of mine near one of the local mountain trails, we ended up stopping several times just to take pictures. It was that gorgeous. It's just beautiful, and we don't usually get that kind of color here in Arizona, and so I've just decided that I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts. So today I want to talk to you about a question that has been going through my mind, a question that I was asked just recently, and I want to ask you this question, and I want to see if you can answer it. All right, the question is this: what do you need? It's such a simple question, right? But did you have to take a minute to answer it? So the other day, my husband asked me that very question. And when he did, I just stopped and I sat there and I just stared at him for a moment. And it was in that moment that I realized that as far back as I could remember, and I have a pretty good memory, I don't remember anybody ever asking me that question before. What do you need? Now, I've been asked over and over, you know, what do you need me to do? Or I've been told I need you to, or you need to fill in the blank. But in that sincere moment, my husband asked me what I needed and I couldn't answer him. And so this experience made me think quite a bit this week about my own needs and why I wasn't able to answer him right away. Now, sometimes as women, we discount what we need, or we don't even understand how to communicate what it is we need because we have gotten into the habit of brushing our own needs aside while we're caring for everybody else's needs, right? We women are natural caregivers. It's in our DNA. We care for our families, we care for our friends, heck, we even care for strangers, right? First, before we really think about our own needs. And we are really good at this, aren't we? We are so good at meeting everybody's needs most of the time. And it feels so good when we can take care of those that we love, doesn't it? But what about taking care of us? What about taking care of our own needs? Or even being able to voice what we need? That part has never been easy for me. And I have found that as I have gotten into this habit of brushing my needs aside to take care of everybody else's, I quit thinking about my own needs altogether. And soon I forget what those needs actually are. Well, I should probably say soon my brain forgets. Because when this happens, and it happens so quickly, there's a problem. You see, our brain might forget our needs and what we need, but our body doesn't. When our needs aren't met, our body actually stores those needs, those unmet needs, in the form of an emotion somewhere in our body. And over time, the body wants to or needs to release what it is stored. And when it does, we feel so flooded in our body with emotions. And it's sort of like, think of it like a volcano that suddenly erupts just to relieve this pressure. The problem is that when this happens and we become flooded, our brain can't think rationally. And it becomes full of irrational drama to the point that we just can't communicate what it is we need, or we may not even remember what we truly need. So trying to communicate those needs in this irrational state becomes such a tangled mess. Now, let me give you an example. So several years ago, I fully erupted. Our kids were pretty young, and my husband and I were in the throes of busyness. And I, for those of you that are there and right now, you know exactly what I mean. It seemed like I never had a moment to myself. And over time, this started to fester and build. I wasn't fully aware, or I had forgotten that one of my needs was that I needed time alone. I needed time to decompress and to relax. And when that need wasn't met, I became so flooded with emotion, and I couldn't explain why. All I knew was that I was at my breaking point, and my family caught the brunt of it. My husband kept asking me, "What is wrong? What do you need? What's going on with you?" And I just couldn't explain it. I needed something, but I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't voice it. So in frustration, my husband put all the kids in the car and told me, point blank, that I was not invited to go. And then they left. And they were gone all day long. My daughter still talks about how that was one of the worst road trips ever. Anyway, so there I was, right? I was simmering. I was and trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And rather than sit in all that misery and trying to figure it out, I took my golf club and some balls and I went to a place just to hit that tiny white ball. And I did this for a long time. And when I was done with that, I decided to go to the movies all by myself. Such a different experience for me. And the whole time, although I was thankful for being alone, I was feeling so guilty. I was feeling so much shame because I kept telling myself, I should be with my family. I shouldn't have let this get this far. I didn't realize it until later that I needed that time to myself. I needed that time alone. But I was so used to taking care of everybody else's needs and brushing my own needs aside and believing, and here is the crux, I was believing that my needs weren't as important, that it would take, and when I believed that, it just built and it festered until the eruption of sorts happened. And this is not a healthy way, right? I wasn't able to clearly communicate my own needs because I had forgotten them. So has this ever happened to you? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But why does this happen? Well, as I've been thinking about it, I really believe that many women, especially those who are or have been stay-at-home moms, we tend to invalidate ourselves and our own needs. We think that we have to take care of everyone else's needs and that our needs don't matter. We don't value our own needs as much as we value others' needs. And we might think that it's selfish to need anything or to take care of our needs. We might tell ourselves that we shouldn't need this and we shouldn't need that. And on and on and on. But I want to tell you, this is not true at all. Your needs matter. We're human beings, and as human beings, we all have needs. We have the basic needs. We need food, we need water, we need shelter, we need connection, just to name a few. But individually, we have needs as well, and they are important. They do matter because when our needs are met, we show up so differently. And I want to offer you that it is entirely possible to still take care of others and take care of your own needs. Our brain wants us to believe that, no, it has to be either or. But again, this is a lie. So let's talk about how to do this. So the first thing you need to do is to really understand what it is you need. Take some time and ask yourself, what is it that I need? Maybe one of your needs is having some time alone like mine. Maybe it's time to read, time to relax, time to exercise. Maybe you have a hobby or a passion. Maybe it's talking with friends or playing the piano or singing. Whatever it is that just rejuvenates you. Maybe it's spending time with just your spouse at least once a week so that you two can reconnect. Understanding what you need to fill your well, so to speak, is vitally important because you can't give water from an empty well. You can't effectively meet others' needs if your needs are not met. Number two, give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to express your needs to your family, your spouse, your friends, etc. And the way I like to do this and the way I think about doing this is to counsel together regularly. I loved having family councils with my family when they were growing up. And you can counsel together on this topic. Counsel together on how to help everyone, including you, to fulfill each other's needs. How can we help each other fill our needs? And get really clear and be specific. After that incident, that long, terrible road trip that my daughter will remember, I started to understand that one of my needs was time alone. I needed time to read and to write. And so one Saturday, I told my husband that's exactly what I needed. I needed 2 hours to myself. And I told him that I couldn't do it at home. I think he was a little surprised by that, but I couldn't stay home because I knew that I was going to be interrupted somehow. Anyway, so I got a bag and I put my journal, my books, and other things, and I went to the library. When I got to the library, I went to the furthest section and I found a quiet cubicle and I sat there for 2 hours and I read and I wrote and it was so rejuvenating. When I came home that day, I was a different person. I was so much more relaxed. I was able to show up so much better for my family. Give yourself permission to take care of your needs. Set specific times and honor them. Now, I know that if you are in the throes of raising your own children, you've got lots of kids running around, this is trickier. And it may need to be coordinated with a spouse or a friend, and you might even need to kid swap or something. But think of what you are teaching your own children when they see you taking time to take care of yourself, to take care of your needs, and the value that you actually place on yourself. It would be huge. It will be huge. Give yourself permission to ask for what you need. Be clear in your communication. Now, I think this, for me, is the hardest thing to do, even to this day, and I am still working on it. I still have to remind myself that what I need, what I want, isn't selfish, and it matters. Trust me when I tell you that your spouse and your family will appreciate you more when you can do this. And give yourself permission to just practice. And maybe be terrible at it for a little bit. But you know you can get better and better the more you practice. Give yourself permission to not worry about what other people will think or how they're going to react when you express what you need. Remember, we all have needs, and my needs will look differently than yours. Keep the judgment out of it. Don't judge yourself for the things that you need, and don't judge others as well. All right, my friends. This week, I want you to take the time to really think. Think about what it is you need. Your needs matter. They're important because you matter. And if you need someone to help you figure it out or someone just to talk to, I'm here for you. Just get on my calendar and let's make it happen. All right, my friends, that's what I have for you today. Have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Have you ever wondered what life coaching can do for you? Sign up now for a free coaching consultation at AngelaAdamsCoaching.com. I would love to be your coach.